This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is currently holding talks with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi. The discussions will cover various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. Several agreements will be signed after the talks. Mr. Modi will also host a lunch in honour of the visiting dignitary. Mr. Luxon will call on President Draupadi Murmu in the evening today at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Earlier today, the Prime Minister of New Zealand paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at his samadhi in Rajghat. Mr. Luxon's visit aims to strengthen the bilateral relationship between both the countries, reaffirming their commitment to deepen ties across all sectors and foster people-to-people connections. New Zealand Prime Minister arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a five-day visit to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 10th edition of Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi today. Prime Minister of New Zealand Christopher Luxon will join the inaugural session as the chief guest and deliver the keynote address. The three-day dialogue will be held till Wednesday. The theme this year is Kal Chakra, People, Peace and Planet. Decision-makers and thought leaders of the world will discuss six thematic pillars in various formats. Our correspondent reports representatives from about 125 countries are participating in the dialogue, with over 3,500 participants joining the dialogue in person. U.S. President Donald Trump today shared Prime Minister Narendra Modi's podcast interview with U.S.-based podcaster and AI researcher Lex Fridman on his Truth Social platform. During the interview, Mr. Modi spoke extensively about his relationship with President Trump, praising his resilience and dedication to America. He emphasized that Trump is far more prepared for the presidency this time than he was in his first term. The podcast, which lasted 3 hours, covered a wide range of topics. The government is carefully examining and evaluating the impact of 25% import duties imposed by the U.S. on steel and aluminium. This was stated by Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, in a written reply in Lok Sabha today. He added that the U.S. has not made any proclamation on imposing import duties on pharma, auto and semiconductor sectors so far. Recently, the U.S. government imposed a 25% import duty on steel and aluminium, which came into effect from the 12th of this month. Chairman of Joint Committee of Parliament on the Work for Amendment Bill, Jagdambika Pal, has said that the bill is in favour of the poor Muslims. On All India Muslim Personal Law Board protest over the Waqf Amendment Bill, Mr. Pal told reporters in New Delhi that 428-page report has been tabled in the Parliament and the amendments have been made for the betterment of the Waqf Board. He alleged that there is a conspiracy to create fake narrative among minority communities against the government.
ये केवल सियासी तौर से विरोध हो रहा है. अभी तो एक्ट भी नहीं आया. हमने अपनी रिपोर्ट 428 पेज की दी है. उसके आधार पे सरकार उसको अप्रूव करके एक अमेंडेड बिल आएगा. उस बिल को पास होने के बाद इनको कोई बात कहनी चाहिए. किस सवाल पे आज जंतर मंतर पे ऑल इंडिया मुस्लिम पर्सनल लॉ बोर्ड हो, जमायत उलमा हिंद हो, या ओवैसी की पार्टी AIMM हो, या विपक्ष की पार्टियों को नेताओं को बुलाया जा रहा है. ये केवल सियासी तकरार है. लोगों के मन में गुमराह किया जा रहा है.
The government has said that over 20,000 cases are pending so far under the Companies Act and Insolvency Bankruptcy Code. Replying to a supplementary in the Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for Corporate Affairs Harsh Malhotra said the government has taken several steps to facilitate expeditious disposal of the cases. In Punjab, police has shot dead and accused of a recent attack on a temple in Amritsar. He has been shot down during a brief encounter in the early morning today at Amritsar. The Economic Offences Wing of the Mumbai Police has made the sixth arrest in the 122 crore rupee misappropriation case involving New India Cooperative Bank after Arunachalam Ullathanan Maruthuvur, who had remained at large, surrendered. According to the police, the main accused, Hitesh Mehta, a former general manager of the bank, had stolen money from the bank's safe between 2019 and 2025 and handed it over to Dharmesh Pawn and Maruthuvar, who helped misappropriate of the funds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.